You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of an in-depth show, and we have in our studios today somebody that I've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of times, and we probably sometime, Joe, should tape our pre-show, talks, because we would have about six or eight in-depth shows ready, wouldn't we? We have Joe, City Councilperson Joe Balsonic. Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I just want to say what a marvelous jewel the radio station is in the crown of Hastings. It is so nice to have the local news, the weather, the sports, the in-depth, the interviews that Mo does weekly. It's just a wonderful, wonderful tribute to you guys in terms of what you do for Hastings. Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you very much, Joe, for that. I appreciate it, because we're trying to be the radio station for the community, and we've been at it now over 31 years. I don't know if we know anything yet, but we've been in training for 31 years now.
Oh, I think you're doing fine. It seems like every time I come in here, there's more sophisticated equipment. It really is nice, but I do know where the bathroom is. So. Well, it does help me out.
Well, we put it right. It's right in the middle of the building for a reason.
There you go. Yeah. But like you said, around the world. I keep in touch when I get up to the cabin up north, which is up in the Lake Vermilion area. I can listen in on the football games and what's happening down here at home. It really is awesome in terms of what your outreach is to everyone. It could be a snowbird down in Arizona or Florida. They can still keep in touch with everything that's Hastings. That's great.
We've had I didn't realize it had that kind of reach, and that was what was going to happen when we did it. We were just thinking of getting more of the outskirts, because you could only listen in the city limits at night.
Right.
And it had far more reaching benefits than we ever anticipated.
Yep.
But Joe, you're running for a fourth term, and we were kind of talking off the air. Man, Hastings needs someone like you with your guiding hand, because there's a lot of really great things that are about to take place in Hastings. And let's start out with some of it that that has been on the forefront of a lot of people's mind, and that is the business grants and the money. Where did it come from, and how did all that work?
Right. We have the pandemic, and we're stuck right now with what we call the new normal. Things are not the same. And we have a lot of businesses, not a lot, I'd have to say every business is suffering because of this, operating maybe, if they're lucky, a 25% capacity. And so there were federal dollars that did come in with what's called the CARES Act. That's an acronym for, I don't know what it is, but the city got $1.7 million. And with that, there were federal guidelines that had to be followed. The first priority was to make the city function safely. And so a good portion of that $1.7 million was used for everything from getting some upgrades to our EMS and fire department, police department, so that they can operate safely and meet the needs of the citizens in town. But there was also a stipulation that at least 10% of that money would be used to help out local businesses. So we set up a program with applications and started giving out $10,000 grants, federal money. That everybody needs to understand. And so businesses did apply for them. We put the money out there, and it is a short-term thing. I mean, it's not going to save them for 5 years down the line, but it did help them with things. We also waived fees for licenses, liquor licenses, massage therapy licenses, you know, all the way down the line to help out on that. And businesses were very grateful for that. The liquor licenses are spendy. You know, they do cost local restaurants an awful lot of money into the coffers. But with the CARES Act, we were able to absorb a lot of that loss of income for the city government because we were able to adapt financially to that.
Joe, a quick question. Now, these business grants of $10,000 each, was that the one that was went through the county?
Well, the county got their money too.
Okay.
The cities got money, counties got money, so did the states get money.
Okay.
And so the idea was that, you know, Hastings gets that money, let's spend it locally. The county has their money, and they made grants available to businesses throughout the county so that if there was not enough money on the part of the city to give grants, then there was a fallback to the county. The money has to be spent. We can't hang on to it.
Okay. So, in other words, I guess I didn't understand that there was one for Hastings because we did go through the county one. So there was another one besides that.
Right.
And
exactly.
Those probably went real quick, I would assume?
Well, they did. There is still some money left. I can't remember. I can't tell you exactly what the figure is, but we're running. We're trying to meet the deadline. The deadline is less than 30 days now that the money has to be spent, and so we cannot. We don't have the time to set up another program for the grants. So we have used that money for infrastructure again for the city, primarily for EMS and fire.
Okay.
There is money available through the county still, and again, there is money available through the state. Is it fair? It's as fair as we could make
it. That's right.
It really was. Okay. I mean, we would like to give a lot more money if we could. But now, there was also money from the Hastings Economic Development and Redevelopment Authority, of which I'm a member of. That's known as HEDRA. A lot of people call it HEDRA. We had that money, which is collected through property taxes, which is through state statute. The state does allow us to collect property taxes for that. And we had approximately $500,000, and we did use that as well for grants for local businesses too. So with the CARES grants and with the HEDRA grants, we've been able to reach just about anybody in the business community who has wanted some help.
Okay. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today is you're in the first ward.
Second ward.
I'm sorry, the second ward councilperson, Joe Belsonic. Joe, moving along, because we have a big one we want to talk about here toward the end here. Let's talk about some of the things going on in Hastings, the positive things like businesses and, of course, new housing.
Well, I'll start out with the housing because that is very exciting. People should understand it's already in the pipeline, the following things. We have the 90-some unit apartment complex that is going to be going up behind Schoolhouse Square. And that's going to be senior citizen affordable housing. So it's going to give people who want to live in Hastings, who are retired but don't want to have the responsibilities of a house anymore, the opportunity to get into very nice apartments. This is going to be going in about the next 90 to 120 days. We're going to be starting that. The next one is just south of Elizabeth Ann Seton Church on Seaman Drive. The city annexed land from the township, and we're going to have approximately 120 units going in there. That's going to be single-family residential and single-family villas. So that's going to be exciting as well. We just approved that the other night in terms of the layout of everything and how it's going to work. Now they're going to come back with their water and sewer and all the particulars of that. It's a step-by-step process, but they will have some models up and running probably, again, in the next 2 to 3 months. They want to get some things going before the snow flies. So there will be models that people can come and look at. It's very exciting for Betsy and me, too, even though we'd have to move out of the ward. But I've seen the plans for these units, and they're very tastefully done. It's an outfit out of Ohio, of all places, but they've done their research, and they want to come in and do that. The other one is off of Northridge and Pleasant. Those are going to be single-family villas, about 33 or 35 units, same kind of a thing. What we're trying to do with our 2040 plan, which is our plan for the next, 20 years for the city of Hastings, which we have to do for the Met Council, is we want to make housing available for our seniors so that they can move into units that are less responsibility for them. The grass will be cut, the shrubs and everything. It'll all be like housing associations. This is going to free up housing for other families to move into Hastings. And this is really awesome because since I've been on the council, we've only had maybe 12 to 20 new housing units a year. And here in the next year or two, we're going to have over 250 wow. housing units.
What has changed, Joe, that because, that was always something that just bothered the people. And, of course, it causes schools, if you don't get those young families in, right. that's stagnant and our taxes go up. What happened all of a sudden to make this?
Well, I've been crying ever since I've been on the council. I've been crying for what I call a headhunter. somebody who is an economic development director, which we've never had in the city. Mm-hmm. And finally, about 3 or 4 years ago, we got one, Rusty Fifield. We had him for 4 years. He's retired now, but we have a new economic development director coming in. That person goes out and starts searching for companies, developers to come into town and show them all of the advantages that they would have if they could develop housing units here, housing developments. So that's what that person has been doing. And that econ director has been working through HEDRA and the city council. It's a full-time position. But boy, is it going to pay off in the economic development and the increase in property taxes. We're going to have more students coming into the school district, which is an excellent school district.
Yes.
So we're going to be a lot more vibrant here in the years to come.
Okay, so that's through HEDRA then?
Yes.
Something. And how long has that position been?
That position, like I said, has only been about 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
But again, when I got on the council, we had the Great Recession, mm-hmm. and we were laying people off. So we couldn't hire somebody like that. It took a few years for us to get back on our feet economically, where we could start to hire people. So we put that into the pipeline about 8 years ago. This is one of the reasons why I've been so excited to stay on the council for as long as I have, because I can go back and look and say, where are we moving to, and look at the future to make sure that we've got this kind of development coming. And I'm so happy that it's finally coming now in my 12th year on the council.
So I'm going to, Joe, we're going to do another segment here, and we're going to talk about some other things coming to Hastings. We've used up most of our time here. In the last couple minutes, I mean, and you kind of hit on what my question is. We're speaking with Second Ward Councilperson Joe Balsonic. Give us in this last minute and a half, 90 seconds to 2 minutes, why somebody should vote for Joe Balsonic for a fourth term.
Well, I think experience has a lot to do with it. I've been on the council for 12 years. Secondly, I am a veteran of 22 years in the military. And I think that voice...
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you very much. I think that voice needs to be on the council so that we get things for veterans taken care of. Thirdly, I am the only senior citizen on the city council, and I am wanting to make sure that kind of voice is heard because, as I just said about the housing, we're making senior citizen housing available. I was responsible for helping out with the Tilden Center, too, over the years, which has been a tremendous asset.
Great
to the
community center, yes.
To the retirement community. So experience, the military, senior citizen, I think those are all very solid things that people should consider and hopefully look at that and say, yeah, Joe's the one for me.
Joe, how can people find more out about you?
Well, they can go to my Facebook page, Joe Balsonic Sr., and look at all of the things in terms of my background and so forth. They can also give me a call, 651-438-5998, or they can email me at Joe Balsonic at gmail.com.
Spell Balsonic, because I know that's been a question.
In the Hastings Journal, yes. It's all lowercase, JoeBalsanek at gmail.com.
Joe, thank you. It's always been fun. I know through all the years interviewing you, I wish you lots of luck in your quest for re-election, and have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the time.
You've been listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today, Second Ward Councilperson Joe Balsonic. This is AM 1460, FM 97.7 KDWA.